Hey, welcome to the Housecast for Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. Big Jim's house. Big Jim here in V here and waiting on our guest here, Tom Papa. Food Network, new show called Baked.
Very excited about this.
Monday, it'll be on there as first episodes New York and then featuring the Motor City here. We have time ready to go? Hi, Tom. Welcome to the Motor City. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
We are fantastic. Congratulations on Baked.
Thank you very much. Very exciting.
It's a double entendre, too, because, you know, we do have, we're voting for legalizing pot in November here. So,
oh, good luck.
Yeah, we're tying that all in here. So when we legalize it, these are the places to go when you get the munchies.
That's right. If you want to just sit back and watch piping hot sticky buns coming out of the oven, this is your show.
So had you ever had a punchkey before you came here?
No, I hadn't. I had not.
So what do you think?
I think they're amazing. I had no idea they even existed. I will say they should be served with a nap.
Oh.
You definitely need, like, the rest of your afternoon off after you eat a punchkey.
Now, what's funny about it here, too, Tom, is people line up, you know, obviously where you were at in Hamtramck, people line up to get theirs. And then we have bands. It's a whole day. It's just an excuse to get hammered.
Pretty much.
We have a band called the Polish Muslims that perform down there. It's not a joke. And they do a song called Punchkey Day to the Beatles Yesterday. It is one of those songs we have to play every year on the radio station.
That sounds amazing.
A couple years ago, Tom, they did one with fire. They put Fireball and they mixed it in with the cream and we're doing Fireball punchkies.
Oh, man, that is amazing. I was at this Shane Bakery, I believe it was.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Those guys, they have been making it for so many years in that location. They were so great. This family has just been doing it for year after year. That you have the table where they roll all the dough out, like a big, thick wood table that had been worn out. It literally had divots from making so many punchkies.
And I love that the proofing boxes are 40, 50, 60 years old. It's something about, you know, just that whole vibe down there for that day. Well, forever.
No, it's amazing. I mean, the cool thing about doing the show and traveling around and going to all these different cities and going to all these different bakeries, you really learn quickly that it's the places that really care about what they're doing that make the best stuff. Like, you could go have the same ingredients, have the same location, but if the people don't care and don't really love what they do and love each other and love feeding the community, it just doesn't come out the same.
Well, and you had a chance to go to Dearborn, too, which is one of my favorites. But, I mean, Detroit's so diverse. You can get a bit, little bit of everything. You were in Hamtramck, which is, you know, like where a lot of the Polish people are. Then you went to Dearborn with all the Arabic food.
Oh, it was amazing. It's the different cultures. And then we did Cuzzo's, chicken and waffles.
Oh,
that
yeah.
place was amazing. And then Sister Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Great,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was so great. This tiny little bakery where they make these most amazing pies. I mean, we probably could have done the whole season in Detroit.
They, when President Obama came here, went to Sister Pie. And that's become like that's one of his go-tos. Seriously, if he's here for anything, he goes there. And now everybody goes there and they do. We haven't seen the episode yet, Tom, but, you know, not only the pies, but their cookies.
Oh,
dude.
And they source locally for every ingredient that they use, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you really can tell the difference when people use really great ingredients. I mean, it's such the joy about this show is, and I started to realize it as we were going around to all these different cities, you don't really need a bakery in a city. Like, you need the fire department, you need the water. You don't need a bakery that's only there for you to enjoy your life. It's like a little off-ramp while you're busy about running around doing all the stuff you have to do. You walk into a bakery, it's nothing but good times, a little treat for yourself, a little smile on your face, and you go back about your life. And Sister Pie, oh, man, that's like one of those off-ramps where you might just want to live there for the rest of your life.
So, Tom, did you find, like, when you're doing, by the way, the show's Baked, it's on Food Network, first episode Monday night, back-to-back, 10 and then 10:30, Detroit, the 10:30 one after New York. I've always seen, like, you know, as I like to cook. I'm not good at baking, but I like to cook. I've always been lectured that cooking, you can add spices and you can change things. Baking is very exact. They always talk about it's a science. Yet every time I watch these people, whether it's making punchkies in Hamtramck or someone doing donuts in New York City or whatever, they're just adding crap in there all the time, and it makes me crazy how they do that.
I know. Well, that's what started my whole journey was I started baking bread. I started baking sourdough bread at home with my family. And I'm the same as you. I was more of a cook than a baker. I always thought that baking had to be so precise. But the little secret is bread is a little more forgiving. Like, you have to be somewhat precise, but you have a little, you can be a little sloppy and still make really great bread. So I think you should jump into it.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, there's nothing better in your life than having your house filled with the smell of fresh baked bread.
Or burnt, Erin burned rice-a-roni last night in her house, Tom.
So. Oh, so bad.
Yeah, that smell. So either fresh baked bread or burnt rice-a-roni vermicelli, one or the other.
Oh, I put it on the stove and thought I had the heat on low and ran to the bathroom real quick.
No.
Didn't realize the pan was on scorching fire hot, let me burn down your house.
Yeah.
So I'm in the bathroom and my chihuahua starts barking. So I thought someone was at the door and I open up the bathroom door. He's barking and there's this thick cloud of black ambience floating through the hallway. So what made it even worse is my husband sitting in the living room while all this is going on, not doing anything.
Did she passed out?
No, he just wasn't paying attention.
Since she grabbed the chihuahua and beat the fire out with the chihuahua because he fit inside the pan, Tom. It was an amazing thing. All right, so outside of New York and Detroit, was there another city that maybe you went to over the course of this that you weren't aware of their baking secrets or maybe something that was unique to them?
Oh, man. I mean, in every place we went, there was something unique. I mean, we hit New Orleans, we hit Los Angeles. Cleveland has this amazing, thriving community. New York. What was really funny in New York was there was this place called Gian Piero, which is this great Italian classic bakery. We hung out and made rainbow cookies with them, and they have all these amazing breads. And what's funny about it is you travel around, there's all of these really cool shops that are making bread the old-fashioned way, and they're very hip. And everybody thinks that they're cool, and it's like they've discovered something that people haven't done for a long time. This classic Italian place has been making that bread for over 100 years, and it's like they're cool without even knowing it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like this guy's 65 years old just baking bread. He doesn't realize he's cooler than every hipster in town.
Remember reading Anthony Bourdain, his book about Kitchen Confidential, and how he hated dealing with bakers because they're all weird. And this is Bourdain, and he said, like, that starter thing that they make, you know, the starter for all the bread. He's like, that is the most disgusting gelatinous mass of alien. If an alien landed, it's going to look like bread starter, according to him.
That's what happened. That's why I got into it. A friend of mine started baking it, and he started telling me about a sourdough starter and that it uses the yeast that's floating around our heads.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this sounds bizarre. And that's what really got me into it. And then you start getting addicted to it. It's like having a pet. It's not unlike your chihuahua that you're talking about.
So you have your own starter?
Yeah, I have two sourdough starters. When I'm on the road, I start worrying like that nobody's home feeding the sourdough starter. I'll literally call my neighbors and have them go into the house just to feed my sourdough starter to keep it alive.
But see, that's one of the things. I'm Italian, and I grew up with my great-grandma in the house, and that was a big thing. She'd make fresh bread, and then they'd put out all the cured meats, and she'd put out the olive oil with the balsamic, and we'd sit around, and we'd have, you know, the prosciutto, and then dip our bread in the olive. I mean, that was childhood growing up.
Yeah, me too. You just described my grandmother's house.
Yep.
Oh, it's just heaven. And that's really what the show really is about for me. It's, you know, I started baking this bread and giving it to people in my life that said that they couldn't eat bread any longer, and they weren't having any problems with it. It wasn't making you gain weight. And I realized that's because we're making real, honest bread. Flour, water, salt, and yeast. That's all that really has to go into it. And you go to your supermarket, there's 30 different ingredients in what they're calling bread. And I was like, no, if you make really good stuff, you can enjoy it. I was like, why are we the first generation after thousands of years that is being told not to eat all this stuff? We should be able to eat it. That's what life's about. You should be able to celebrate your life and live a little.
My buddy's always got he's got the simplest diet in the world. He goes, I don't care if you're religious or not. Just do the God diet and you're fine. I'm like, what is that? And he said, the God diet is simply if God did make it, I ain't eating it. So if it's got natural ingredients in it, he's cool. Totally.
Yeah,
just what you said, man. That's how he works. And he's in great shape.
Yeah. No, that's it. You just use good ingredients. Think about what you're eating and sneak a couple punch keys into your life.
Now, I have to ask, though, real quick. Have you ever, while filming this show, walked into a place and the food just flat out sucked? And so you end up like deciding that you're not going to put it in the episode?
No, we didn't. We shot 8 different cities. And, you know, a lot of them, I would recommend places that I had known from traveling around as a comedian. But then the Food Network would come up with research of great places. And every place we walked into, there was something special going on. It was really, really unique. I mean, we kept thinking we're going to eventually run into a place that's got to be kind of lame. It just never happened. And you start to realize there are so many places making amazing baked goods throughout the country. It would really, I don't know how you're going to run into a bad place. You know, all you have to do is a little bit of homework and you realize, oh, these people care. These people are using great ingredients. This is going to be a good stop.
What's cool about this, too, and congratulations again, Tom Papa, our guest here. Food Network, Monday night, 2 episodes. Baked is the show. 10 p.m., 10:30, back-to-back premiere. You'll have New York and then Detroit. I love that you're telling the story, too. We're not just seeing somebody baking bread or stretching ramen or whatever it is. We're actually getting to, you know, learn a little bit about these people. You're telling the story, like with you and Gaffigan walking around New York and stuff. That to me, is that makes it real to me. And it's not just a drive. You know what I mean? It's not like a drive-by TV show where it's a bunch of cut shots and off you go to the next place. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, for me, that's where all my curiosity comes from. I was traveling around touring, and I would go visit bakeries because I wanted to learn how to make all of this stuff and how to make it better. And when you walk in, you meet these great people. And I was like, well, that's really what the show is. The star is the food, of course, and then these amazing families and people that are making this stuff. They're interesting, and they all have great stories, and they're funny. And it's, you know, whenever you celebrate life and whenever you are sharing meals with people, it's the people. Like, it gives you pause. You, like, slow down a little bit, and you get to actually interact with these people and find out what they're all about. And I think that's what we captured for the show.
Any truth you're going to work on your very own Mark Ridley comedy ciabatta bread for the Comedy Castle here?
I would do it, but you know Mark Ridley, he would eat it all before it got to the customer.
Yeah, and you'd wind up paying him money for it.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. You're like,
got an appetite.
How did I lose 10 grand on this deal? What the hell happened? Tom, it's great talking to you. We'll be watching it Monday night. Absolutely, man. Baked on the Food
Thank
Network.
You so much.
It was fun talk. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Great.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I wanted to ask him before we hung up, because I read somewhere that he likes to ride motorcycles and actually did the Fall Color Tour in Michigan.
Did he really?
That's what I read, but I don't know how true it is. So maybe I'll just stalk him on Twitter.
It's on the internet. It's real?
No.
100% real. You're not buying that?
No. But that would be really cool if he did do that.
There was, going back to one thing about the starter, I know you're talking about like with your grandma and stuff. There are a couple ones. I've heard that Cipino's, the pizza joint down by Eastern Market, their starter is legendary. It's like 100 years old. And there was one, like Guy Fieri had one where he was over in Italy. This guy took out the starter thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. I still don't get it. I mean, I get it. So you put it in when you're starting the dough, and then you take it back out, and then it just goes again.
Yeah.
See what I mean? I've never baked anything in my life.
I don't know. Ever. My great-grandma was a magician when it came to baking. I mean, she made her own pasta noodles by hand, would roll them out and cut them. My great-grandma, that was from Sicily. She would make her own bread. She would make her own cannolis. She, like, everything was.
Yeah.
That's just how she grew up, and that's how she baked. And every time you'd go over there, the whole counter would be filled with angel wings and cannolis and breads and everything you could think of.
That's Kathy's mom in Pennsylvania. When she makes chicken pot pie, it's not like we think of it. They do a Pennsylvania Dutch style, which is strips of dough.
Yep.
And we've tried for years to write down the recipe. She just can't. It just is. She just knows how to do it. She was brought up that way. So, all right. Well, Tom, that is very cool. Everybody have a great day. Bye.